Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about this the week Wisconsin Senate passed these bills to break up Milwaukee Public Schools and expand alternative schools and establish a parent bill of rights. It reminds me of a story that I was once told, and I didn't understand it. Took me a little while to understand it. Let's see if you'll understand it quicker than I did. Truth and a lie were swimming one day. And so, again, truth and a lie went swimming one day. The lie jumped out of the pool and put on the truth's clothes. The truth got out of the water and started chasing the lie. And people said, "Hey, watch this," and said, "There goes the naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie." Listen, that's what we're dealing with right here. The naked truth is, Republicans aren't concerned at all about these families. They don't care about whether or not there's a roof over those children's heads. They don't care whether or not those children are fed. They don't care whether or not they live in safe neighborhoods. They don't care whether their parents have decent jobs or they wouldn't do everything that they continue to do within their power to prevent those families from getting up on their feet. Don't tell me that you are concerned about whether or not those children get educated. You are not. You are liars. And so here we are. So of all people, let me say this. Lawmakers from Milwaukee have slammed the bill, noting that the authors did not consult them or leaders from MPS in crafting it. They said the proposal lacked evidence that it would benefit students and would instead worsen segregation. Why would you not be willing to have a dialogue with your colleagues? Republicans from the city that you are looking to impact and affect. You're cowards. You don't want to be exposed. But your very actions expose you for what you are. It's not right. It's not fair to try and do something and not include the very people who teach our children, who lead our schools, who lead our city, says Senator Lena Taylor. One Republican senator out of all the rest had courage, only one. Del Coinga, Republican for Brookfield, voted against the bill. Very powerful state senator. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Lou from Cudahy is giving us a call, Earl.
Hey, Lou, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Always happy to talk to the left. Earl, are you a political commentator or an entertainer or what?
What do you mean?
Well, what is the purpose of your show? What do you do here?
Let me put it this way. Do you ever ask Jay Weber or Mark Billing or Vicky McKenna or Sean Hannity or any of the others, what are they doing there?
What? They are conservatives. I know that. But
yeah,
I'm
not only
sure
are they
exactly
conservatives, that's not what you asked me. You asked me if I was an entertainer. Are they entertainers?
They're commentators. So you said that you would never be defeated. So you said you would never defeat you. As a commentator on the show or something, I have to say.
Go ahead.
Here's your opportunity.
Go ahead.
Milwaukee, Yeah, the circumstances of the city of Milwaukee education already speaks for itself. It defeats you. Our Avenue School, 10% of the kids there read at the grade appropriate level. People coming out of high school read at the eighth grade reading level. That's obscene. They will never experience economic freedom because they can't read, they can't spell, they have no reading comprehension. And Democrats have run the election, the education system in this city and all the other major cities in our country for 60 years. And it's always the worst. You always put stuff in place that fails and keeps kids failing. And you, as a black man, a spokesman for the black community on a majority black radio station whose audience is black, say nothing about the failure of these of this educational system.
Sir, I hope you don't hang up. Did you hang up?
Definitely hang up.
Did you hang up?
Let me
defeat you. As I said, I open the phone lines and allow anybody to speak. But you're making inferences that you know nothing about. First off, this is not a black radio station. What percentage of black callers have you heard call into the station on my show? You have no idea what you're talking about. Number one. That's number one. Number two, you are running off some numbers as far as the children failing in Milwaukee public schools. Have you read anything about the... Hey, I didn't interrupt you. Have you read anything? Do you know anything about the statistics of this being the poorest city in almost the entire United States for black people? You don't know anything about that. And if you think for 1 minute the fact that people are poor and destitute and the majority, not quite the majority, but close to 40% of children in Milwaukee public schools have disabilities. Are you aware of that? No, you're not. Because the Republicans didn't tell you that. So you talk about things that you know nothing about.
Really?
Are you aware that the conservatives who control the legislature have refused to allow the resources that need to come into our city for us to do the things that we need to do to afford to fix the problems in our city? Because Republicans who choose nobody's coming to them with their hat in their hands. This Milwaukee County puts more resources into the state than almost the rest of all the other towns combined. And yet we can't get what we need in order to benefit our community. You talk about things you know nothing about because that's what you've heard on conservative talk radio. You've never had an opportunity to hear the truth. I'm telling you a fact. I live in Milwaukee. I don't live in wherever you live. I know what's happening in my city. You don't. And I guarantee you, you rarely even visit if you've ever come. That's the problem. People who don't know anything about our city, who haven't the courage to come to it, the economic engine of the state, but yet you will speak about things you know nothing about. I wish I had more time, but we got to go to the break. I will give you credit for calling in, you know, but you haven't done anything to refute. You want to hang on?
Yeah, hold over. I'll wait for the break.
All right, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I told you, a naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie. That's what's coming up after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.